Hi, this is Steve Barish. We have the Steve Barish Healing Hour on, and I have a wonderful guest on tonight who has her program on, too. And it's really, really great that she's kind enough to come on the radio and talk with me. And she's such a dear friend, Valerie Olmsted, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, who has her own show. So we thought we'd join our forces and talk about some wonderful energy. And what we'd like to talk about tonight, did you ever hear the word brain chatter? It's a part of 50,000 things that you might say in less than a minute. So what we're going to do is teach you how to cut out brain chatter and how to really, really get in control of your own energy and how to use it to do the best that you possibly can for yourself and for the other human beings that are on the planet with you. So, Valerie, are you there, honey?
I am. Hi, Steve. You're one of my favoriteest people in the whole world, you know.
Well, thank you. Valerie and I go way back. As a matter of fact, she was at Sacred Groves with us. Sacred Groves is where the wonderful person that did the Mormon thing, he wrote a Bible at Sacred Groves, and we visited it there, and we saw angels there. They actually were there talking and disappeared in front of us, so we were really loader for bear that day. We had a lot of fun, didn't we, Valerie?
Yes, we did. I would love to go back and do that again.
Yeah, that was an amazing time. Anyhow, I think what we need to do tonight is to talk about how blessed we are and how blessed the world is and how to really get in control with the universe and stay with it. It's not hard to do. All you need to do is do your meditations. What I've done is devised a way that keeps it very simple. I talked about it many years ago, and it's called breathing in the breath of God, where, you know, I'll say, I breathe in the breath of God, and it actually changes the chemistry of the body, the DNA, the RNA. It changes everything. And it really is wonderful. We've made some wonderful friends over the years, and the things that we have done have been really astonishing in terms of energy. I know Valerie has a wonderful program on, and she's really, really great at it, and I hope that I can follow in those footsteps. Just to give you a little of me, I do have on a program on it's under Steve Barish. It's under steve@stevebarish.com, and it'll explain to you what I do and how I became observant with the Lord. But the main thing is that don't lose it. Once you have a wonderful feeling of God is around you all the time, and the universe is around you all the time, just stick with it. Do your meditations, breathe in, and I think you'll find that a lot of the energies that we're talking about in terms of getting rid of brain chatter will actually come right into hand. In other words, what we're talking about is that your brain becomes very smooth. What you talk about is love from heaven, love from everywhere that you possibly can get it. And it really does work, and it just changes things tremendously. What do you think, Valerie?
Yeah, I think brain chatter is one of the biggest problems that people have. And oftentimes they think it has to be really complicated, you know, to turn it off. And they say, well, how can you possibly still your mind? But it's really easy. Like I've been teaching people the silence meditation for years. And I tell them, hey, listen, if you can just go for even a split second of silence, then, you know, then the next time it'll be two split seconds, you know, and eventually you work up to a whole second and a minute. And if you can get up to 5 minutes, it's like taking a vacation, You know, you'll have the same effects as if you took a 2-week vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And and that's where you have to get to in order to really listen to the guidance from the higher realms, you know. Because otherwise your angels will speak really loudly to you sometimes. It's usually like, duck!
Yeah.
Or stop. They don't waste a lot of breath, you know, trying to...
No, they don't waste a lot of time, no. They'll let you know right up hand.
Yeah.
Let you know right up hand. You've been doing well with your program, I presume.
Yeah. You know, I've been kind of talking more than I did when I had it on before. Before I was, you know, using a lot of guests, and I still do some guests, but I'm finding that, you know, things are moving so fast, and I found through the years that I'm kind of ahead of the curve on what's going on, you know, as far as spiritual, metaphysical stuff, energy stuff goes. And so, you know, I've come to a point of really trusting that, and so now I'll start talking about it as people are feeling it. They don't know what they're feeling yet. But I do that because I'm watching people go crazy, Steve. I mean, this has been going on for years, but lately people have gotten nasty, really nasty, crazy, and just doing just weird stuff, you know, where you look at them and you go, wow, what happened to your mind, you know? And so I'm just kind of doing more of that. I'm speaking about certain things. I'm speaking about how to keep your energies clear from all the crap that's around you. And, you know, I'm just doing everything I can on that aspect because, you know, people don't need to hear about another book every single week.
That's right. You know, what I've done basically is when I've connected to the universe, the one thing that I can say is that it keeps me very open. It's very, very clear, very concise. There isn't any confusion at all. What we do is that it's so lovely up here and so lovely around us that it takes time to realize how wonderful things really are. And it's a whole different realm of energy. It's like nothing I've ever done before. I mean, I've been this way for about the past, I think about 15 years, but it keeps on getting stronger, and the will to survive, the will to be better is always greater, and it's just a lot of fun to be involved with that kind of energy, and to feel the Lord around all the time, it's just wonderful, and I have that feeling, even when I'm massaging, I have the feeling of God being around me, his angels being around me, the Palladians I've seen Andromedans. I was taken to Andromeda as well, as you know. And so, you know, things happen. Things are really happening in a wonderful way. And we're here to share with you what to do about these things, how to get in touch with everything around you. And the best thing I can tell you to do is keep your mind very honest and slow down.
Yeah.
The faster we go, the more confusing it is. If you slow down, you actually feel more energy. You'll feel more. Is that one of your pussycats?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. She's blind and half deaf, and she's becoming more and more vocal by the day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She's a sweet little Siamese kitty, but oh my Lord, she is just noisier than 10 monkeys in a metal barrel. She's something else.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to tell them how I got in touch with the universe about 15 years ago. I was working on a client, and in my wrist, I saw a beautiful cell, C-E-L-L, the cells of the body. Mm-hmm. And I was taken through almost, it looked like an egg yolk. And it took me right into the center of the cell. It took about 3 or 4 minutes. And then I was taken right into the center of the cell. And what I saw was the entire universe in this one cell.
Mm.
cell that lasts only a few days dies and then is replaced by another cell. But the universe was inside this cell, and I was in there for about 5 minutes. And I started to realize, my God, look how beautiful it is in here. And look what we're looking at. We're looking at the entire universe. So to think the cells have no wisdom, that would be pretty wrong to say. The cells are very much enlightened. They're very much with us, and they want to help us as much as possible. So that's how I learned about the universe, and that was about 15 years ago. And it made me realize how precious we really are and how precious God has been to us to allow us to be able to see these wonderful sightings and to be able to see the entire universe in one cell. And it's just been an amazing trip for me. I've been having a lot of fun. And, you know, everybody, I guess, gets their own way of doing things in the universe. But that's the way I've been receiving. And it's been a lot of fun since. How about you?
Yeah, I've had incremental teachings from my angels for years. And when they showed me how the universe worked, they took me out of my body. I mean, I was fully awake and having a conversation with them. And and they took me out of my body into the universe to show me how the universe worked. And it seemed like I was gone a long time. Of course, there is no such thing as time. And then I came back to my body and I went to sleep. And then when I woke up, I almost forgot. And then all of a sudden something triggered it and I went, oh my gosh, they took me out and they showed me how the universe works. And they showed me the dark and the light and everything else. And I have since that time seen some pretty amazing things. I mean, I have seen a fold in the air. And I asked Fred Bell about it one time, and I said, you know, it's like you could just pick at this corner and fold it over. And he said, yeah. And I said, what is that? And he said, well, that's another dimension. And I said, what do you do with it? He said, just watch it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch it. I want to grab it and fold it over and see what happens. I mean, you know, I've seen beings walking around. I mean, I still see them here. Of course, I live in Sedona, so we got a lot of weird vortexes and ley lines that are askew and all kinds of strange stuff going on. And every time there's another massive solar ejection, it's like, wow, you know, people get really crazy here. Not everybody, but you know what I've noticed is if you can keep your vibratory level high, which all you have to do that is be in that state of love. But if you can keep it there and avoid the negative thoughts and negative reactions to things, then you start to see more and more of the real reality, you know, instead of what we think of as 3D reality. You see beyond that, and you start to see the wonders of life that the Creator has set in place, and you start to see your own reaction with it, and it becomes really fascinating. And really, the more that you do that now, this is the best heart-opening opportunity. And I haven't seen people's hearts open as much in a long time. It's like either that or they shut down. I mean, it's very dramatic. So what I'm seeing is the chasm between the dark and the light is becoming greater. And I've seen a lot of people who are trying to pull one over on somebody, and they think that, like in the old days, they could get away with it. They can't get away with it anymore. You know, the atmosphere is such as that's not being allowed. It's more like an instant karma type of thing is happening now. Yeah. But what I'm noticing is these people are like losing it, Steve. They're just they're nasty. And you look at them and you go, what in the heck is wrong with you? And they're just, you know, like practically, you can practically see fangs coming out of them, you know, and like rabid foam, you know. I mean, it's just weird. You just look at them and you go, geez, you know, chill out. This is just, you know, not necessary. And then you look on the other side, you look at the people who have their hearts open, and they're more and more loving by the moment. And, you know, I can, in my case, you know, I'm gathering people to me who are those love and light beings. And
it's
amazing, because what we're doing is we're affirming that, yeah, we're on that earth that's going to separate and go into the higher dimension. And the thing that was fascinating, Steve, I just found this out last week. I heard that the scientists that are working in astrophysics and in quantum physics, there's a certain amount of them, not everyone by any means, but there's like a handful of them who have discovered that there are parts of string theory that are absolutely correct, and that what's happening right now is the other dimensions are bleeding into ours. And they have said openly now that at some point, according to vibratory level or frequency, what's going to happen is some people are going to disappear from this dimension. They're just going to go poof. And they'll be in the higher dimension. And what they've discovered is these other dimensions are vibrating at different rates. And so the higher you vibrate, the more invisible you are to the lower dimensions. So I was like, oh, finally.
There's a lot of people that are going into transparency. And I've been able to monitor that quite well in my office, to be able to see people get into a very high vibratory quality. And transparency is a pretty high level of energy, where everything in the body disappears and the only thing is left is beautiful blue sky, beautiful blue universe, beautiful. Everything just becomes very clear. And I've seen that a lot in people. I've seen a lot of colors that have been just magnificent. And the colors are very high vibratory quality. And I'm not talking about the quality of the chakra colors. I'm talking about even a higher vibration than chakra colors. So there's a lot going on. And there's a lot of love out there. If we can just tune into it and be there all the time, I think I've mastered myself to be able to do that. The thing that I'm really really proud of is that when I was younger, I was out in the universe for 8 years. I was taken out there through my heart, and I was actually in the universe for 8 years. Going around, visiting planets, visiting other planets, visiting people, and I did that for quite some time. I was working here and doing that also, so it was quite an experience, and I really, really loved it. And you get to meet so many beautiful people. I guess the things that I see, I had a very dear friend of mine, who passed away. Her name was Gabrielle Weiss. She was a fantastic lady, a brilliant mind, and she would invite me to her parties, and it was out in the country, and the only thing that I really loved was to be able to see all the angels, all the beautiful, beautiful forest people and tree people, and I would go out on the balcony and talk to them, and the mosquitoes would be out there and never bite me.
Wow.
And it was really amazing, because people were out there, they were slapping them, they were doing this and doing that, and I was in total love, and I would tell that I was a psychiatrist out there. And she says, well, how come you're not being bitten? And I said, because I love the mosquitoes. She couldn't understand that for all the tea in China. And I said, you know, just a different kind of high vibratory quality, and I like staying there. And that really, really helped me a lot in my growth, because I'm starting to realize that you don't really need to slap mosquitoes and do everything else that you want to do out there. Just believe in yourself. Believe in the universe. Believe in God. Believe in everything that's good. And it really does work. So I still don't smack mosquitoes. I still don't do that. Of course, I've lost my good friend Gabriel, but she was a fantastic lady. Oh, my God, you would have loved her. She was, she was really amazing. But you know, the amazing part of all this is that to be open and just listen to the voice of silence, and the voice of silence being God. And there's nothing more powerful on the planet than the voice of silence. So I'm learning, and I'm still in the learning stages. I'm still still in kindergarten with all this, is that we need to allow ourselves to let go. Mm-hmm. We need to trust ourselves to let go. We need to allow ourselves just to let go and be and just be. And most people don't want to do that. They don't want to just be. And that's where everything is. And, you know, and I'm talking about being slower. Slow down your driving. Slow down your whatever you're doing that you're doing fast. Slow down, because the slower you go, the more vibration you're going to have that's at a much higher level. So it's really wonderful to get in touch with this kind of energy. It helps you grow. You don't even have to say anything, because things happen so fast that it just happens in a beautiful way, and it's very conscious. It's a very conscious level. I think they would use it to call it super conscious, if I remember correctly. But the best thing to do is to allow yourself to be, just to be. Yeah. And, you know, how many people, Valerie, have we talked to that just don't understand what being is?
Well, that's because they're busy being human doings.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was making a comment to the universe today as I was running around like a demented gerbil and, you know, trying to find things and just going, you know, they should have called us human doings instead of human beings, because we're all like, you know, so crazy busy right now. And, you know, I find myself when I get that chance to kind of settle down and just be in the zone, I much prefer that, you know. And what gets me irritated is if life has just, you know, kind of intruded and there's too many things I have to do in a day that I feel like I don't have the time to do that, then I start getting a little irritable. You know, I can skip one day, but if I go more than a day, then I start to feel too much in the world. And that's not a comfortable place to be, especially now.
No.
You know, I would far rather be in the higher realms. And you know, I choose life. I choose the eternal life, you know, and I can tell you that, you know, some of the best times I've ever had are when I was out of body, out in the universe, listening to Jesus speak or singing praises to the Creator. I had no idea I was doing that until I got jolted back to my body one night, and I came back to my body still singing praises of glory to God. And now this is not religious. So listeners, this has nothing to do with any particular religion. This was just, I was there with a bunch of angels and we were all singing and just so joyful, just so grateful for the opportunity to be there singing the praises to God. I mean, it was just like, wow, you know, I came back to my body and said, huh, I had no idea that that's one of the things that I did. And, you know, they say that, they being physicists, say that every time we come to a choice point and we make a decision, then our consciousness goes with the decision that we've made, but the other decision branches off, and there's a portion of us that branches off and plays that other decision out, you know, the one not taken.
And so we're
split into millions and billions of particles, all living life simultaneously in every aspect, so we can see every single portion of whatever we're dealing with. And, I mean, that kind of blows your mind to think about it. It's like stars in the sky. We're each our own little universe.
Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. You know, I mean, we live in a place and have life from such a high place that to be in this dense place and to have a physical body and to have to deal with 3D in its huge limitations is difficult. And I find that the more enlightened myself and other people that I know become, the less we want to deal with the physical. And we're all just kind of going, you know, yawning and going, you know what, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I don't care what the people out there think they're going to do. I'm not playing, you know, because that's not what we were created to be. We were created to be these incredible multidimensional beings to take the place next to the Creator as really self-sufficient and idealized beings. And we're about as far away as you can get on Earth here, you know, in the 3D world. We're pretty damn far.
That's right. Let's give out the phone numbers here on the talk radio. If you want to get in contact with Valerie or myself or both of us, please don't hesitate to call us. We're at 1-888-815-9756. If you're in the California area, it's 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. And we're willing to talk to you and help you as much as we possibly can. It would be a lot of fun to be able to do that with you. If you want to find out more about the universe, you want to find out more about what's in contact and how we get in contact with the universe, we're more than happy to help you and talk to you about it. So please don't hesitate to call. Again, that number is 1-888-815-9756, and Valerie and I would be more than happy to talk to you. But we've had a lot of fun over the years, haven't we, Valerie?
We certainly have. We've had quite a few laughs and and just, you know, supported each other through the hard times and, you know, learned more and more. And it's been an amazing trip. And I can truly say that it has been my great pleasure to be friends with you and to really have your attention during those times, because, you know, life can be rough. And you get to a certain point, you know, when you're opening your mind to what is rather than what you think it should be, you go through a lot of hardships in life. And there become fewer and fewer people that you can talk to about what's going on because they don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I value your friendship very much because I can go, hey, Steve, listen, this happened, and what do you think? And instead of going, you're completely crazy, go seek help, you know, you go, oh, let me check into that.
Yeah, it's been quite a trip. I keep on threatening to come out to Sedona to see you.
Yes, you do. I haven't seen the whites of your eyes yet.
I haven't even seen the own whites of my eyes, so
two of us. You should get out here sometime. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's a lot of wonderful people out there, I understand. I've never been there, but I understand there's a lot of teachers out there and all kinds of things going on, and I think it's wonderful that people are teaching other people out there.
Well, the thing that's interesting out here is the West Coast is definitely different than the East Coast that West Coast people tend to cut to the chase really quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, don't try to baffle us with bullshit. Just, you know, give us the straight scoop here. You know, what's real? Right, that's all we want to know about. And and it really irritates the heck out of people from the East Coast because we don't want to hear the story. It's like, no, don't bother me with that. You know, give me the straight line. And if I'm looking for an answer, tell me yes or no. I don't need the excuses. I don't need to know what you think you need to tell me in order to make me like you. I'm not interested. Just, you know, spit it out.
It's
kind of funny, you know, watching people that from the East that have never been out to the West, because especially men tend to get very upset with West Coast women if they're not used to us. Because, you know, we got the pioneer spirit out here and, you know, I've had to, you know, have come from families that have had to deal with, you know, the wilds of nature and everything else, and yet haven't been quite as civilized as the East Coast. So what you get is you get a lot of women that are fairly independent, and we can't let loose very easily. You know, it's like, hey, I've been responsible for myself since, you know, I was a little kid, and, you know, no, I'm not going to let some man come in here and take care of me, because that's not the way you do it. So what I found is it's very valuable for me as a sovereign entity to look at this and to say, you know, one of the most important things you can do is take full responsibility for your life.
Yes.
And the more responsibility you take for your own life, instead of trying to blame it on other people or other circumstances, but you take a hold of it and go, wow, okay, this happened. What's that really about? Mm-hmm. And you get to that point of stillness, and you allow the answers to come through from your angels, from your guides and guardians, you know, whoever it is that you turn to in your moments when you need help. And, you know, the answers come. And I mean, I told you about when I was standing in the kitchen here, and I was really frustrated because this is a little dinky place, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm so frustrated with this. There's no view. Well, I live in Sedona, and I have no view. If I get the parking lot on one side, I got a bush on the other side. You know, it's like, how crazy is this, right? So I was just really getting irate and just stamping my foot and going, damn it, you know, how long do I have to be here? You know, and when can I leave, and where am I supposed to go? And I heard clear as day, as if somebody was standing next to me, the voice said,
Debbie? Debbie?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm good.
What can we help you with, dear?
I've been a diabetic for a long time, and, you know, treating it with medication and diet.
Okay.
And, you know, it hasn't changed. And I was wondering if there's a natural way that I could treat it.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no doctors in New York that I can go to. They're all on the West Coast.
No, you need to find a naturopathic physician. And New York does have licensing. In fact, I have a couple colleagues that are in the New York area.
Oh, really?
Now, did you say you were a juvenile diabetic or adult onset?
Adult onset.
Okay, that's really easy to take care of as long as your pancreas hasn't been destroyed. So as long as you're a type 2 diabetic, it's very, very easy to reverse that. But you can't ever go back to eating like a lot of people eat. Like, you still have to watch the diet. But there are lots of things, lots of supplements and things you can take. You do need to get in 20 minutes of aerobic exercise a day. And, you know, your choice of what it is. But it should be something that's fairly gentle, like, you know, walking or swimming or something like that. Not something that's like, you know, competitive sports, because that's that gives you a different response. But with the diet, with the exercise, with you got to work on your mental, emotional stuff, too. Because normally I can tell you that the metaphysical onset of diabetes has to do with feeling like the sweetness of life has been taken from you. And so if that's the case, that something like that has gone on, then you really need to work on that mental-emotional aspect and the connection with the limbic system in order to reverse the ongoing problem. But you can reverse it. I only had one patient in my practice in, 12 years, one patient that I couldn't completely reverse the diabetes, the type 2 diabetes. And the reason I couldn't was because she just had too many other things. She had to stay on insulin. But she got a lot better. I mean, I dropped her down from like 95 units of NPH down to about 15. And, you know, that was pretty remarkable because the other physician she went to was considering bumping her up to some astronomical number like 150. I said, oh, my God, nobody needs that much insulin. You know, that's just insane. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. There are naturopaths in New York. And what you can do is...
What part of New York are you at, honey?
Excuse me?
What part of New York do you live in?
Orange County, New York.
Orange County. Orange County. Is that close to New York City?
About 65 miles.
That's pretty close.
Well, if you go to the AANP site, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, you can search for licensed physicians in that area and, you know, pick out somebody there. I know there's one who's in Manhattan. I'm not sure where the rest of them are. I kind of lost track with everybody. But I think the website is naturopathic.org. Let me look. But anyway, you can find the right person to work with you. And you need to interview your doctor. Yeah, it is naturopathic.org. And,
okay.
Yeah, and what you're looking for is American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. That is the only real naturopathic physician association. There's another one out there that calls itself the American Naturopathic Medical Association. They are not medical. They are not licensed.
Oh.
You know, but they like to claim that, you know, that they're physicians. They are not, unless they had a physician degree from, you know, some other place. But for naturopathic physicians, it's the AANP. And you go on there on their website, and you can look under the things at the top, find a doctor, and then you can put in your zip code, and it'll you know, come up with a whole bunch of licensed physicians that are in your area that are members of the AANP. Now, not all physicians are members of it, because that's a it's an organization. It's like combination, you know, professional, educational, advocacy type organization. So they, so you might find some licensed physicians that are actually not a part of that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
You too, honey. Take care now.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, diabetes is such a horrible disease to have. And really, it is preventable and it is reversible. Type 2 is. Type 1, not so much. Because if they're born with it and they have no function of the pancreas, then, you know, there's not much you can do unless you're going to grow a new healthy pancreas. But for most people that get it adult onset, it's because they've had improper diet. You know, they've had too much sugar going into the body without support by proteins and complex carbohydrates. So like for the people that get up and have Danish for breakfast and, you know, coffee with sugar in it, they're pretty much on the track to become diabetics. And, you know, and then they eat sweet snacks throughout the day and they drink sodas and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they go have the traditional American, you know, burger and French fries and follow it up with, you know, ice cream or something like that.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's sure. Kind of the track for diabetes. And, you know, you really have to take care of yourself. And pardon?
It's very important, honey.
Yeah, it is. And see, one of the biggest problems we have right now is the Department of Defense has created a hybrid wheat as a weapon. And what it's actually done is it's changing the DNA and it's creating huge amounts of obesity, not just in us, but in anybody else out there who eats this wheat. And that's the common wheat that we're using now.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
But we don't want to get into that depressing stuff. get into that every now and then on my show, and I get like hopping mad sometimes at what's going on out in the world. But the problem is that the people at the top are truly insane, and a lot of them are very evil. So, what are you going to do? You got to just raise your vibrations, people. We got to keep our vibratory rate high so we can get the heck out of here.
That's right.
Get into the new earth where these kind of people will not be able to vibrate high enough to get to.
You got that right. You got that right. It sounds really good, buddy. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
You know what's, you know, getting back on track with the energy is if you want to do something serious about that, I find that my brother, he's a diabetic, but he swims.
Mm-hmm.
And his sugar is checked every day, and he's pretty normal. And I think it's from swimming. So I think that's really a good exercise.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I had a when I worked with this one doctor when I was just out of school, his wife wouldn't listen to him. So he said, "Well, you work with her because she won't listen to me." I said, "Okay." Her blood sugar was like 450. And I said, "You're diabetic." And she said, "I refuse to be diabetic." And I said, I just started laughing. I was like, "Well, I hate to tell you this, but you know, you got a problem here. So here's what you're going to have to do." Yeah. So I got her on the right diet and told her she had to exercise 20 minutes a day, aerobic exercise, and, you know, did a few other things. And she had a lot of stuff going on. She was about to stroke out, too. And so reversed all that stuff within 1 week with a change in diet, exercise, and some supplements. And we had an MD that was working with us at the time. And she was so upset. She gave this lady a handful of prescriptions. She wrote a 3-page waiver that she made the woman sign that she wouldn't sue her if she had a stroke and all this kind of stuff.
Michael. There's someone here. Mike, hi. This is Steve Barish, and of course you know Valerie. What's up, buddy?
Hi. I was listening to your show. It sounds like a wonderful guest. I was wondering if the guests had heard of Gladys McCary, the mother of, I believe, homeopathic medicine.
Absolutely. In fact, I was down at the clinic in Scottsdale with her ex-husband, Bill, Dr. Bill, and I went to school with his current wife's daughter and with his current wife. They're both naturopathic physicians in Phoenix. Elizabeth's actually down in Tucson, the daughter. And so, very much familiar with them.
And they have 92 years old now?
Jeez, I don't know.
92. One of the first
amazing stuff. In fact, the clinic that they have there in Phoenix is, it's all based on the Casey teachings. And so there's a lot of naturopaths and a few MDs that work through there too. But Gladys and Bill are both MDs and, working holistically and have been for years. So, she's very well loved.
I tuned in late to the show, but my name is Mike and I produce the show following this show.
Oh,
I got to listen to it. You know, I just want to say, if you have this kind of guest, it is an honor to follow you, my friend. I mean, we have shows like this as well, people who are into healing and spiritual arts. And I just caught the tail end of this, but I can tell just by listening to a few minutes, she touched on so many things that are a problem in this country, including the epidemic with diabetes, et cetera.
Yeah,
that is important stuff. And you're talking common sense, you know.
Yep.
Please continue.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Valerie's been on the radio for quite some time, and she's very, very knowledgeable about diabetes, and she's knowledgeable about a lot of things that are going on. I'm not a naturopath. I do a lot of energy work, but I don't cross that line. But Valerie is able to do both, and she's just fantastic with it. So thank you so much for calling, and
thank you. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Well, that was nice, Valerie.
Yeah, very nice. I always appreciate it when people recognize that, you know, there's so many other things we can do. And, I've been beating my head against the wall for years trying to wake people up to everything that's going on and what they can do and their part in it. And that's what got me into the quantum physics stuff, because then I realized that, yes, one person can make a difference, indeed. And, started teaching that stuff just because people are so often feeling hopeless. And it's like, you can reverse cancer, any kind of disease that you got in your body, including genetic disease, if you can get still, get into the silence, and really start dialoguing with God. because anything that pops out in your body is trying to get your attention. It's you know, Dolores Cannon, the hypnotherapist, who's written so many books, and gosh, she's an amazing lady. She's also on VBS Radio.
Oh, wonderful.
She found that when she takes people into deep trance states, she started doing regression therapy, and then all of a sudden the people start telling her different things. And they were so deep in trance, they were telling her exactly why people had a need for surgery or they had a certain disease, and that really it was just the body's way of cooperation with the spirit to get the attention of the person. And so she had people that were healed miraculously just by having that session with her, going into deep trance, and then she would tell them, well, you know, the reason that this happened is because of blah, 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 and they went, oh, and then poof, no more need for surgery, disease gone, you know? It's like, wow, these are amazing bodies that we have, and we just need to wake up to it, you know, wake up to the reality of who we are.
Well, that's why we're talking about being in touch with the silence, and the way to do that is through meditation, or better than that is just to sit and just be quiet and listen. We seem to be getting away from that and not being open enough to realize that the voice of silence is there. And what we need to do is just teach them how to breathe in using the breath of God and just allowing that strong episode of energy to get in touch with that kind of energy and just be silent with it. Allow it to speak to you. You don't have to say a damn thing. Just keep your mouth shut and listen to the energies that are coming out of you, Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. You'll be astonished to find out how much energy you really have and how much power you really have. And the best way to do that is just listen to the voice of silence. It's that little voice that talks to you, and people say, oh, geez, I don't want to do that. Well, that voice is God. And the best way to do that is just to be silent and listen to that voice, and it'll direct you on how to do anything you want to do. The first time I got in touch with that 30 years ago, I lost 109 pounds in 9 months.
Wow.
Just by listening to the voice of silence. So there's nothing that can't be done, as Valerie says. There's nothing that can't be done under the canopy of heaven. Just do it. Just listen and follow it. And slow down. We need to slow down. People think if they go faster, they're going to have more energy. It's not the truth. When you slow down, you have more energy. When you slow down, you have better thought. You have a better translation with who you are. It's so important to do that. It's really, really incredible to be able to get in touch with the energies that you're looking for that are so primal, that are so inside of us, and we pass right by it. You know, that's really the funny part about it, is that people pass right by it. Huh? What is it?
It seems counterintuitive that you have to slow down in order to vibrate higher, but you do.
That's right.
You have to become completely aware of your surroundings and awake to what is. And anything can be changed. And, I mean, I've seen situations reverse in less than 24 hours with people, you know, once they connected with the silence. And the thing is, though, that you have to first believe in your heart that this is possible. Because, if you're not in that mode, then you're fighting against yourself, so you're just wasting your energy. So,
well, you know what's interesting? Yeah, go ahead, Valerie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you can change your belief system, and you can change a lot of things with your belief system. You can change the way you look. You can change, you know, what's happening around you in life. I mean, we're kind of all in this big dream together, and so we have, you know, certain rules that we have decided as a collective.
Right.
That's why things are happening the way they are. But we are all each affecting this collective in every moment. This is one reason why it's important for everybody to stay, you know, in the higher vibratory state Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. This cat, she's old. You know, she's a crotchety old lady. She's
okay.
22.
God bless.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, the longer that you can stay in that higher frequency state, then the better your life is going to be, no matter what's happening around you. I mean, I've been through some major changes in the last couple of months, and people are going, oh, my gosh, aren't you upset? You know, why are you not upset about this? And, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, rah, 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 you know. And I'm like, you know, I know something better is coming. I don't know what.
Absolutely.
But I know something better is coming. And when you can be quiet and just allow whatever's going to happen, keep the faith in the fact that you are important in the universe.
No, I
when
think
you,
it's really
when you do that, things change.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the voice of silence that makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And once people get in touch with that, it just doesn't leave. It's there all the time, and that's how growth is done. Don't listen. You know what? Maybe the best thing to do is to say is that when I was taught by a wonderful shaman, he said, you know, when I started doing energy work and I heard this voice talking to me, all I did was sit down in the corner and let the energy do the work all by itself. And that's what he did. In other words, what he was saying to me is just follow the voice. Follow mm-hmm. the voice. So what I would do is if I'm massaging somebody, if they tell me to do four strokes, I don't do five or six or three. I do four strokes because mm-hmm. the body is being told what to do, and that body is God, and he's talking to us to help these people, and that's what we need to do. And that's what's so important. It's just lovely to be in touch with that kind of energy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cat agrees, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. We have about 2 minutes left, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on the show.
I want to thank you so much. Yeah, it's lovely having you on the air, and you're such a dear friend. I mean, we've been friends for years, and I should really come out there and say hello.
Yes, you should. You should come out here and visit for a while and experience the weirdness of Sedona for yourself. Oh, jeez.
Yep. She's just having fun. She's being touched by heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, touched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been touched. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, anyway, thank you so much, Steve. It's always a pleasure. And for the listeners, my show is on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on Station 1 here. It's the Enlightened Medicine Show.
Mm-hmm.
So thank
and
you,
it's
Steve.
It's just fabulous having you on, buddy.
Oh, it's always fabulous. Fun being with you.
You bet. Okay, so we're going to sign off. And please listen to Valerie on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. She's just absolutely wonderful. And Tabuchi is very smart. And that's really a wonderful thing. So thank you for having us on, and God bless, and hopefully I'll see you in a couple weeks, and hopefully we can do your show one of these days, Valerie. So you take care, honey, and we'll talk on the phone.
You bet. Nighty-night.
Okay, honey. Love you. Bye-bye. Everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.